This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Texas Catholic bishops and others are blasting the urgent push to welcome a teenaged immigrant to the U.S. by aborting her child. The ACLU is appealing a D.C. Court of Appeals panel ruling that found it likely that higher appeals would preserve the 17-year-old from abortion and keep U.S. taxpayers from funding abortion for incarcerated minors. The funding of such abortions is being linked to the unrelated effort to open the U.S. to more immigrants. A congressional investigation is uncovering that a loophole allows cities to issue tax-free municipal bonds to build Planned Parenthood clinics. The practice treats eugenic abortion as an essential element of infrastructure similar to hospitals, bridges, and schools. Look for legislation to close the loophole. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. Other headlines show the current 40 Days for Life reports nearly 300 children saved from abortion. Abortion opponents are finding vandalism a popular way to counter abortion opponents. Vandals defaced a campus cross display in Kentucky and sprayed vulgar graffiti at South Carolina's National Right to Life affiliate. A Dutch euthanasia doctor may soon face prosecution. And the movie documenting the case of Philadelphia abortionist and convicted murderer Kermit Gosnell may be released next April. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.